Iambic Audiobooks presents Blackbird Fly by Lisa McClendon, read by Denise Stradling. Book 1. The Death. He who binds to himself a joy, does the winged life destroy. But he who kisses the joy as it flies, lives in eternity's sunrise. William Blake. Chapter 1. On the day Harold Strachey died, New York City struggled to slough off the lingering chill of winter, and he struggled with his spare tire. 20 pounds had crept up on him, without his consent. He gulped down the usual double-double espresso to get the juices flowing. The early morning was dark and echoing, his only company garbage trucks and young people jogging, their feet slapping the sidewalk, oblivious to middle age. Getting fit was a bitch. Walking from the train or subway was the extent of his exercise up until now. The extra pounds made Harry feel old at 54, someone who had lost control of his own fate. He refused to let his champagne belly keep him down. He would be muscular, strong, a master of his universe. Confidence was everything. He'd spent the night in the city, as he often did when his deals were soft. For several hours before the markets opened, he would work while the office was quiet, researching trends and companies, so he was ready to pounce. But he didn't feel too cat-like climbing the 7 flights of stairs to his office, his new daily workout. He stopped on each landing to catch his breath. In the empty lobby, he fumbled for the light switch and swayed on his feet, woozy. Cold sweat ran into his collar. He blinked, hung up his coat, and sat down. If he'd had a picture of his family on his desk, which he didn't, he would have picked it up. His boy, so smart and tough, and, yes, awkward at 15. But he'd grow out of that, and be better for it. And his darling girl, who looked so much like him with dark curls and mournful eyes. He wished he'd stolen into her bedroom this morning and ruffled her sweet hair. A horrible squeeze of his chest made him grab his shirt. He gasped, waiting. As the tightness eased, he saw his daughter again, 10 years from now, in makeup and miniskirts, and all her innocence lost, and he felt the pain again, harder. Black spots floated before his eyes. He sat back in his chair, trying to relax. Christ, this wasn't good. He shouldn't have had that espresso. If this was heartburn, he'd be buying antacids. The squeezing lessened. He'd get an appointment with his doctor for later in the week. He could already see the smirk on the doctor's face when he told him to stop being such a nervous Nelly. A moment of calm. The office quiet was soothing. He took a light breath and blew it out. Harry clicked on his computer. As the reports streamed in, he clicked through prices, checking analysis. The sweat on his forehead began to dry. Just another day, he thought. Then, the last, the worst. The pain seized him again, and the black spots grew and merged into one.